Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 15th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 9:19 to 10:13 and reading the International Children's Bible. I am free. I belong to no man, but I make myself a slave to all people. I do this to help save as many people as I can. To the Jews, I became like a Jew. I did this to help save the Jews. I myself am not ruled by the law. But to those who are ruled by the law, I became like a person who was ruled by the law. I did this to help save those who are ruled by the law. To those who are without the law, I became like a person who is without the law. I did this to help save those people who are without the law. But really, I am not without God's law. I am ruled by Christ's law. To those who are weak, I became weak so that I could help save them. I have become all things to all people. I did this so that I could save some of them in any way possible. I do all of this because of the good news. I do it so that I can share in the blessings of the good news. You know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. So run like that. Run to win. All of those who compete in the games use strict training. They do this so that they can win a crown. That crown is an earthly thing that lasts only a short time, but our crown will continue forever. So I do not run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something. Not just the air. It is my own body that I hit. I make it my slave. I do this so that I myself will not be rejected after I have preached to others. Brothers, I want you to know what happened to our ancestors who followed Moses. They were all under the cloud, and they all went through the sea. They were all baptized as followers of Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food, and they all drank the same spiritual drink. They drank from the spiritual rock that was with them. That rock was Christ, but God was not pleased with most of them. They died in the desert. And these things that happen are examples for us. They should stop us from wanting evil things as those people did. Do not worship idols as some of them did. It is written in the scriptures, the people sat down to eat and drink, then they got up and had wild parties. We should not take part in sexual sin, and some of them did. And one day, 23,000 of them died because of their sins. We should not test the Lord as some of them did. They were killed by snakes, and do not complain as some of them did. They were killed by the angel that destroys. The thing that happened to those people are examples, and they were written down to be warnings for us. For we live in a time when all these things of the past have reached their goal. So anyone who thinks he is standing strong should be careful not to fall. The only temptations that you have are the temptations that all people have. But you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can stand. But when you are tempted, God will also give you a way to escape that temptation. Then you will be able to stand it. What we read today that Paul wrote is that he was explaining the things in the Old Testament where God was leading the people out of Egypt to the promised land that he made when he made the covenant with Abraham. Is that Paul is telling us that the things that God did by sending the angel of death that destroys to save them, by showing that God stayed with them even when they were continuously giving up, continuously worshiping false idols, doing sinful things, and God still stayed with them. And Paul is telling us to take those stories, even if we don't hold all of them to be true, or we don't hold all of them to be factual or in our heart, he's still telling us to take examples of those stories and to try to do the opposite of what the people did. Because in those stories, the people just kept sinning over and over and over again. And Paul is telling us to not be like that generation, but to be a new generation that's not going to sin over and over and over again. Someone who's going to stop sin. Someone who's going to try their hardest to live for Christ. So let's pray that we will try to do that. Dear Jesus, help us to be able to avoid sin. Avoid the sin that is put in our lives. Avoid the sin that we commit. To avoid the things in our flesh that makes us want to do things that are sins. Help us to avoid it. Help us to cut things that cost in our lives out. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.